buying a home? Don't panic. Just listen to the rest of this podcast. Welcome to my podcast, everybody. My name is John LaForme. I'm a certified home inspector and the owner of Home Inspection Authority. My podcast allows me to share my day-to-day home inspection experiences and knowledge to help home buyers, homeowners, realtors, and other home inspectors set realistic expectations with each other during the home buying process.
Find out if it's purchased outright, like my house. Right. I bought it out, and they had financed the system. So they paid out the loan for the solar. So when I acquired the home with the solar, I get free electricity. That to me is a benefit. Where I'm at, my electric bill is going to be really high, right? I'm off, essentially off grid. I have a well pump. That motor's always running.
Yep.
It's really hot out there. So my AC is always going to be cranking.
Yep.
And it's going to be expensive. So the fact that it has solar is a benefit for me, because not only is my mortgage always going to be there, but now I have to think of, well, if I lived in an apartment before, where my bill is like yours, like $30 a month or whatever,
for that great?
It's going to go up, right? Now I have to pay for all this stuff. It's the cost of homeownership, right? Mm-hmm. So if it has solar, that kind of mitigates that issue. So, but only if it's owned. If you have a lease payment,
right?
A lot of companies that have a lease will only transfer the lease to the new owner based off creditworthiness. So then you have to do the credit check for them, and there's a whole process for that.
Right.
So I always tell buyers, tell the seller to pay off their solar. We want it free and clear.
I see.
And then it's a benefit for you, because you don't have to worry about no monthly bill.
So you're going to ask the seller to pay off their solar
before
with their funds from you buying the house.
However they got to do it. That's their problem.
Right. So let me ask you this. That brings up a good question. So as a realtor, make believe I was a realtor for a second, and I had a client who was looking at a house that had solar. How can that realtor find out the situation with that solar if the person who lives there now doesn't install it? Is there a way for them to find that out, or is that kind of a gray area?
So if it's yes and no. So if it's a lease, you're getting a monthly bill in the mail.
Oh, okay.
There's paper trail. Well, who's charging you? Who's charging your debit card or your credit card?
Right. What company?
Yeah. What company? Look at the letterhead. Look at the back. And there's generally a customer service line, and you would call them.
Okay.
That's a simple way. If you own it and there is no, then you go to your building and safety department, which is not that hard. A lot of people think, how'd you pull those records? It's not that hard. If you live in a major metropolitan city of Los Angeles, for example, there's a website. You can literally type in your address. It's a ladbs.org. You can type in your address, and it tells you all the permits of your house.
Right.
So if your neighbor's doing something shady, you see him putting in a new roof, you type in his address, you'll see if it has a permit or not. That permit, permit number, it'll say it's a photovoltaic back in 2015.
How do you pronounce that?
Photovoltaic. Solar. Yeah, photovoltaic.
So photovoltaic.
Yeah.
That is complicated.
Yeah. It's like photosynthesis for plants, right?
Right.
Photovoltaic. So they'll see a photovoltaic permit or PV solar permit, and they'll see who installed it. Mm-hmm. It'll have the company name and, more importantly, the license of that company, because every contractor to put in solar has to be licensed.
That was one of my questions for you. Licensed with what? Is it a general contractor license?
So it's really weird, because California really wanted to push it. They made it very vague, and they let general contractors put it in. So they can be a general B, right? Which is literally a jack of all trades.
Master of none.
Right. Or they can be a C10 electrical.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of electricians don't even know about solar. Or they can be a C46, which is a specialty, just like a masonry or drive, like a cement or plumber.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure a C46 for a plumber is when they have to dig up the street.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So a C46 is just for photovoltaic.
Right.
So it's got to be a particular license, but whatever, fine. The city figures that out and knows if they're legit or not.
Right.
But you get the license number, and then you go to the California State License Board website, CSLB.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the website. The first thing it says is license lookup.
I see.
So then you type in that license that you found on the permit record, and you see the company name, and it'll tell you if their license is still valid, if they're expired, if they're out of business. And then you, if they're still in business and they're becoming like SolarCity and now Tesla, well, then you know you got a Tesla system.
Mm.
If it's Joe Schmo that isn't answering the phone,
right,
then you're on your own, which is the most.
And that's what we have you.
Yeah.
So you can come in and check it out.
Yeah. Most systems now that I coming across that were purchased back in the day, their contractor's out. Right. There's no installation company anymore.
So that snake oil salesman is gone.
Dude, they're gone. Those sales guys are making commissions of like $5,000 per deal. The sales guy. Dude, they were rolling. I remember as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, I was looking at these guys who were rolling around in Mercedes, BMWs. And I'm like, Jesus. And the companies were just raking it in too, right?
Hey, man, it's not their fault. They were able to pull the wool over some not so smart people's eyes, you know?
Yeah. So to go back to your point, it's not for everybody.
Right.
For sure. And if you're buying the home, make sure the system is yours and you're not going to be beholden to a bank somewhere else.
Right, right. So you kind of touched on a couple things I was going to ask you already, but I want to go back to them.
Yeah.
Every homeowner is a good candidate. We talked about that. That depends on age, what's going on.
Every home is different.
Right.
And it depends on your long-term plan. If you're going to be there forever, then maybe it's good. If you have a high electric bill, then maybe it's good.
Right, right. Okay.
Then it depends how much they're going to sell it to you for.
Now I guess we can connect those two together. Is every home a good candidate for solar?
No. So with solar, you have obviously the roof and the electrical. So we're in California, so right. I'll speak about just California, and the Sun Belt in the U.S. Right. So this is SoCal, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, these Sun Belt states. Generally speaking, you want to face the panels towards the sun. Here, that's south. Right. If you're in the southern hemisphere, that's north. Mm-hmm. So here that's south. And not every house has a southern facing roof. But the way the sun moves, it rises in the east, is overhead. South is perfectly facing the sun. And then it sets in the west. It is never in the north. Please listen to me. The sun is never in the north. So it drives me crazy. Sometimes they see panels on the north side of the house.
I have a good rebuttal to that.
So the way you would prioritize it is south facing, then west facing,
right,
then east facing.
Right.
And if you're really, really, really gung-ho about solar and you want to save the planet, then north facing. The south, let's say it's 100%. The west, compared to the south, is about 97% of the amount of electricity to get. And then the east is about 95%.
Ah.
The north is about 60%.
I see.
So not every house. So you have to have the roof space. If you have a bunch of vents and plumbing vents and dormers on your roof that's taking up that south, try to do the best that you can to remove those, replumb them, move them out the way to face south. Solar panels need the sun.
Yeah, let me tell you this story. You might have caught this on the news. This was on the news probably 6 months ago. A woman had solar installed, and she was in a winter climate area where they had a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And she never got any benefit from her bill. It was all she just.
What did they do?
She just was complaining to everybody. She kept calling the company back that installed them, and they kept blowing her off until she went to the news channel.
Yeah.
And got some, local attention on that company. And so that company finally responded. But so the news got involved, and that's why it was on the news, because she went to them. And turns out,
like Detroit or something?
It looked like a mountain type area. It looked like a real, off the grid type place. But anyway, they put the panels on the wrong side of the house.
Dude. Oh, they looked at, they had literally, the plans upside down?
They literally put them on the wrong side of the house. So she wasn't getting no benefit from it whatsoever.
Yeah.
And
They finally came back only because she went public with it. And they finally came back and they spun them around and put them where they're supposed to
be. I've seen so many stories like that.
People just get taken advantage of, man.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah. Look, hang on real quick. I want to reiterate to everybody listening, because I've said this so many times on previous podcasts. If you are going to hire someone, you have got to stop listening to your neighbor only.
Right.
Get a referral from your neighbor. That's great. But that's do your own due diligence.
I always tell homeowners to get three quotes.
Yes.
At least. At the bare minimum, interviewing people is a pain in the ass, and then you get emotionally attached to someone.
Yeah.
So the three is a minimum, but I know some people that get like five bids.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And you get a little
bit
of
the... It's going to give you a nice ballpark of what you
need to be. A little bit of the truth from every person, and then you kind of stitch it together. And you filter out the BS and what's true.
Sorry for the last guy you called, because now you're educated. And then you got to put him through the ringer. Holy shit, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah, you got to do that. So, I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And that's why people get fooled, because they want to believe, like my mom is a great example of this.
Sure.
My mom always sees the good in people.
Yeah.
Always. She thinks everyone is going to do the right thing.
You're the cynic in the family.
I'm big time, dude. I'm like, Ma... That person, what that person says and what they do are two different things. And I live by your actions speak louder than your words.
Did she get solar?
No.
No? You didn't let her?
She... Yeah, we never talked about that.
No.
I don't think it was necessary at her house. No.
Does she live around here?
No, she's in Massachusetts.
Okay. So maybe not so much door knocking. There's so much door knocking in California.
Yeah, I had to kick a guy off my porch the other day trying to tell me that his trucks were in the area to do spraying houses for insects. I'm like, where's your truck?
No,
I don't see no truck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right around. Dude, get out of here.
Get out of here, yeah. Just be true.
Snake oil, dude. Snake oil. Young kid talking about 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. So where were we? What question?
All right, so we were talking about solar. so we're talking about a good home. Yeah.
So I said solar panels need the sun, right?
Really? Glad we're talking to you.
I've seen systems underneath trees.
Sure.
John, it makes me want to cry as a solar expert. I'm like, dude, you know, like what's, first of all, the level of failure and just thievery through the whole organization. Now, mind you, even the installers, as an installer myself, I would just refuse to put it underneath the tree.
Right, because you have to sleep at night.
Listen, bro, this is not going to work for this little old lady, Gladys, you know, in Pacoima. Bro, like, what are you doing here, you know? Why? So,
money.
Money.
Money and greed,
it's
dude.
It's a lot of money. And the homeowners don't know any better.
And that's why we're here, man, because I really wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, so the homeowners don't know. So, you need, so as far as the house... You need the good roof position. Okay. That's the first thing. You can't put solar everywhere. There are some firefighter setback rules.
3 feet, right?
3 feet, generally speaking, from the eave, not count from the wall, though. Because you know how you have overhang?
Yeah. That can be 6 inches to 24 inches. Yeah.
That doesn't count. So you rule that out, and then 3 feet from the load bearing wall.
Got it.
Where the stucco starts in. Is your fire clearance, and then you can put panels.
Right.
And then from the ridge, from the top of your roof, from the peak, if you're going to put solar on both sides of the peak, it's 36 inches as well. If you're just going to put it on one side, then it's only 18 inches.
Okay.
Because theoretically, the firefighters have the other roof to walk on free and clear.
Right.
So your contractor should know all about that. And the inspector, that's one of the things he checks, right?
Right.
So you want to make sure your roof is good. And it has got no shading, and it's facing the right direction. Mm-hmm. And it's the electrical, right? Because you're pumping electricity to your home.
And that's something I really want to break down today, too.
Yeah.
The electrical part.
So a lot of houses in Los Angeles have 100-amp panels that are really shitty. Count on having to do a main panel upgrade.
To a 200.
To a 200-amp.
Right.
Now, if you go to the Inland Empire, more track homes, more modern homes, they're already 200 amps.
Right.
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 So you won't really have that issue out there.
It's pretty standard on any new house nowadays.
Any new house is about 200.
They got to be solar ready, right? Don't they have to be solar ready in California?
They don't have to be solar ready. There are new panels that are being sold at Home Depot and electrical suppliers that are solar ready panels that make it easier for the installer not only to install them, but to put solar on them.
That means it just has an additional slot for additional breaker at the
top. You know what? It means different things for different distributors.
Oh, okay.
And there's a real technical term. It's 120% NEC rule. The homeowner doesn't need to know about that. The electricians already know about that. The solar ready panel just allows you to comply with that rule a lot easier mm-hmm. and oversize the system compared to a traditional 200 amp panel.
It's 225, right?
It's a 225 bus with right. a 200 amp main, which is better than in the industry. We say the standard house is a 200-200. A solar ready panel is 200-225,
right?
Which is the difference of 30 panels being allowed on the house and the electrical panel tied into that, or 50 panels.
Oh, wow.
So that's what solar ready is. It just makes it easy. Yeah, it's a big jump. So
that's good for a big house.
It's good for a big house. Like my house, mm-hmm. it's good for that.
What is it? It's like 2,500 square feet?
All in all, it's 22. All yeah, because right. I have 18 and a half in the front, the guest house.
Right.
And then if you were to factor in the well pump that's always running and all the other stuff that right. we want, yeah, it's going to be...
Now, using your house as an example, because you had that detached garage with the ADU on top.
That's right.
If you were to put solar on the main house, can you tap into it and put another panel there that'll run through the same system?
So the electric code says you have to have one shutoff point for the whole solar system on the property. If you make an ADU with a separate utility meter, you have to have two separate solar systems. If you have an ADU that's tied into the house... Then at the main house, there needs to be a breaker that shuts off the system on both.
Okay.
Why this is important is because a lot of people will tie in the main house goes to the main panel, and then the guest house or the ADU has a sub panel that feeds to the main.
Correct.
And you have a solar system. So when a maintenance guy comes over and shuts off the solar on your main house, he's not going to realize that the guest house is still pumping power back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And safety issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old days, then when they put panels in, like a sub panel, there was no shutoff. There was no main disconnect on that sub. Nowadays, a lot of new subs have the main disconnect nowadays.
You have to disconnect that.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's a good point, because a lot of people, if not that familiar with, if you're a homeowner and you think you're the best DIYer on the street,
right.
and you don't know that, you're probably dead.
Yeah.
You know?
So most systems now, if you have a solar system on a guest house, you actually will find, and this goes out to all the inspectors, you'll chase the piping from the solar panels down, and generally they don't go to the sub panel on the guest house. They go into the dirt, and they trench back to the main panel, to a combiner panel, combining it with the main house solar.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there's a solar panel on an ADU... That's running off the main house power.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna see it piped into the panel itself. The piped into the sub panel.
Yeah.
It's gonna be piped underground and go back to the main house.
That's right. It'll be from an EMT metal conduit, go into a plastic conduit underground, and then go to the main. I say 99% of the systems.
Okay.
Nowadays, because most inspectors are getting used to the solar, they'll actually, if you do a special plan check with the city.
Me? I'm not getting used to solar.
If you do a special plan check with the city, they'll actually let you tap into the sub panel if it's a microinverter system. So okay. I say as of today, maybe that rule is changing, but what you're going to be inspecting, what you're going to be buying as of right now, the systems from a couple of years ago, you're right. going to see that pipe in the ground.
Right. So as a home inspector, we don't touch solar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah. So, well, you don't touch... I don't inspect.
No, I look at a lot of stuff. But when it comes to electrical and solar,
mm-hmm.
I look at the main house panel. And of course, there's going to be a thing that says, don't touch this.
The red sticker.
Yeah, don't touch this. So anyway, I don't touch anything going out of that main panel to the solar. I don't pull covers off.
So what do you do?
I disclaim. I check to make sure you have a toilet plunger by your toilet. That's my main job.
Yeah, that your shit gets out where it needs to go. No, so that's interesting. So you're
we're visual, and let me explain it.
Korea. Okay, yeah. What is Korea?
California Real Estate Inspection Association,
right. Which you were the president of.
I was a president of a local chapter for a while.
Okay,
and then I was a vice president of that same chapter.
Okay,
and so it's just something we all go through as we join and okay. stuff like that.
So what do you got? Go ahead and tell me.
So a general home inspector performs a visual inspection. So whatever we can reach safely, access safely, mm-hmm. we're going to look at and report on.
So now, you're not moving the storage boxes.
That's the biggest problems at homes are places that are hidden behind furniture and stuff like that. So water damage mostly comes up the way. So general home inspectors are doing a visual inspection on the five major systems, which is roofing, foundation, heating and cooling, plumbing, and electrical.
Okay.
That's our main thing, because that's the main bones of a house there. So that's what we're looking at. Of course, in between all those systems, there's going to be a bathroom. It's going to have plumbing, which is part of one of our systems we check. Faucets, fixtures, we're looking at all that. We're going to see if you get, you know, adequate functional flow at the faucet. So example, mm-hmm. I turn on your left sink, and then I turn on the tub, and the left sink just goes dead. So the faucet goes dead. That's non-functional flow. So we're looking for stuff like that too.
Gotcha.
So
I see as a regular human.
Person. Consumer.
Who turns on the sink and the tub at the same time, right?
You're not going to know that.
When you're buying a house, you're not really doing that kind of shit, right?
No.
But that's what you do.
No.
That's
but a really good plumbing inspector, like there's plumbing companies out there that do really thorough plumbing inspections. They're going to do all that.
Yeah.
But well, if you just have your dad come through, he's not going to know.
No, he's not going to do that. Yeah.
No.
I remember the once they did a test at Dodger Stadium where they had to flush all the toilets at the same time to make sure they all worked, right?
All the shit went down.
Because theoretically, that could happen.
Sure.
Right.
Everybody flushed at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
What a stinky mess that was.
So that's plumbing is one of the five systems.
Right. Electrical. So I use the three-prong testers, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that, just to make sure they're not wired backwards, just to make sure they're working. I'm generally just checking to see if all the outlets in the room are working.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're switched on a wall switch. I'm just trying to see what's what.
Yeah, where did that go?
Where does that go? If I see junction boxes everywhere with missing covers, you know, it's just kind of raises my concern.
Yeah.
Raises my concern a little bit. Okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I'm looking in the attic for faulty wiring, which is, once again, spaghetti boxes full of, you know, junction boxes with wires sticking out like this everywhere.
Right.
Not good if you have a rat problem.
Right.
I decided to chew on that. That can cause a fire.
Which they will.
Yeah. So it's just, like I said, visual is the key word. It's a visual inspection.
And so as far as, because we're talking about solar, so as far as electrical, how far do you go with electrical? Like in the main panel, breakers?
Right. I'm gonna pull the cover off the main panel as long as it's not a Stablock brand or a Zinsco. Mm. I don't pull covers off those because I've had breakers fall off.
Dude, they're so shitty.
Yeah.
So for any homeowner out there, I personally will tell you that if you have a Zinsco, that's Z-I-N-S-C-O.
Yep.
Zinsco, or what's the other one?
GTE Sylvania.
Sylvania.
It's all the same with Zinsco.
It's a sister company, Sylvania and
they all got bought by one. They all got bought out by those companies.
Or we call them a Bulldog Stablock.
Bulldog Pushmatic.
Pushmatic. That's
different.
Right.
And then Federal Pacific Stablock.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any of those that we just mentioned, Federal Pacific, all these, replace your panel immediately. So a lot of these...
you can't put solar on that.
Well, you can.
But you wouldn't.
Well, I've put solar on Zinsco panels because Home Depot still sells those Zinsco breakers.
Right? Wow.
So I've had a general contractor sub me out and say, hey, we're going to put solar on this. I'm like, hey, why don't you just sell the person a new main panel upgrade? Well, they don't have the money for it. I'm like, did you tell them that it's a fire hazard?
I left that out.
Shut up and just put the panels on the roof. And I feel so bad. Wow. You know, this was back when, you know, maybe 2016, 2017.
I hope you have a disclaimer for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Any homeowner is like, hey, listen, when we come out and service and inspect, the first thing, you have a Zinsco panel and you shouldn't have that anymore. And then I sent them all these articles and websites that say these are fire hazards, right? They just kind of poof, go up in flames.
Yeah, the breakers are known to be on when they're off and vice versa.
Right, yeah.
So
you'll take off the covers off of any panel except those.
Right. I won't pull covers off those two. Bulldog, Pushmatic, those are easy to take off because they don't typically have a breaker falling off issue that mm-hmm. I'm aware of.
Yeah, they kind of, yeah.
So I can pull those off. And when you look inside there, it looks like prehistoric wiring.
Right.
So if you have a Bulldog Pushmatic, just get rid of it.
Yeah,
it's not even time for an upgrade. That's
it's
all
like
it is.
What was it like? It was like a cotton, like you ever seen those cotton wires? Or it's like a cloth
coated.
Cloth coated.
I see it almost every day, man.
Right?
It's like, what the Especially when I'm in LA, it's like
cloth coated wiring.
Yeah, a lot of times when I'm looking at electrical, you look inside the box and you see all this brand new wiring, right? And then all that wire only goes about 10 feet into the house and hits a junction box.
And then it's
and everything connected to it is all cloth coated.
Yeah.
Cloth coated.
Well, it's expensive to rewire your entire house, but I think it's well worth it.
Yeah. A lot of people think when you upgrade your panel, they're replacing all your wires.
Nope.
That's not true.
They're literally just replacing the box at the outside, and then they'll splice or connect together to your old wiring system that goes to your... And a lot of these 1920 homes in LA, they have one breaker that feeds, you know, like three rooms, right? So it feeds your kitchen, your bathroom, your living room. So when you turn on the blender and you have an amplifier in your living room, it just pops, right? Yeah, it's not going to, but they're not going to replace your whole wiring. That's a whole different thing because they got to rip open stucco.
Right. So what you were just saying is that 125 amp main can be used or cannot
for a solar system. So you can use 100 amp, 125, a 200, or you can use anything, but you have a limitation. So generally speaking, if you can put 10 panels on a 100 amp system, electrical panel, you can put like 20 on a 200 amp.
I see.
So there is a size, that's not an exact amount, but there's it's that's essentially double.
That's good to know. So if you really want to have, you want to have room to grow later, then upgrade your panel.
And you're better off putting the main panel in at the same time, upgrading your main panel at the same time as the solar, because then you can apply the 30% tax credit to the cost of the main panel. So if you just pay an electrician on a random project,
that's good info.
You pay them $3,000, you pay $3,000. But if you do it with solar, when you paid that $3,000, you get $1,000 back as a tax credit. That goes for a roof too.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So if you're going to do a roof, might as well slap some panels on there and get 30% back on the roof cost.
That's really, that's incentivizing right there.
Now it's starting to make sense, huh?
I am almost a believer.